Oh, look, I've always had an interest in the research side of farming and involvement in the local group, the leader group, and then the SANFA, on the board of SANFA for a period, which then ultimately led to an opportunity to take up a position on the Grains Industry Trust, which I was quite excited to do.
For people that don't know, what role does SAGET play?
SAGET's very much a South Australian based organisation, so it's very much grower funded, and it's targeting very much the issues around grain production in this state, and it's uniquely South Australian, and we're quite proud of that. And it's been well supported by growers since its inception, 1991, so some time ago, and it's a good brand, and it's been well supported by growers over that time.
Why did it start? Why did it come about?
So back in 1990, when the JDC was established, there were some funds returned to South Australia that was grower money, and it was around $4 million, which was then used to establish a research group, particularly focusing on South Australia. So that led to the establishment of the South Australian Grains Industry Trust. So that was how it was established. And initially there was a 12 cents a ton levy that was paid by growers into that fund, which was used to specifically target research in this state.
So what is it now that growers are paying?
Growers are now paying 30 cents a ton. So that has been that rate for the last 4 years. So there's been a gradual increase. So at 30 cents a ton, that's given us, you know, with the last few seasons of grain production, that's allowed, you know, in the area of $2 million to be invested in research.
So what is some of that research that has been seen here in South Australia?
The research targets very specific issues that affect production in this state. And some years ago, there was soil-borne diseases take-all and CCN, which were causing production issues. So ultimately, money invested by SAGET led to the development of the Predictor B test, which allowed growers to test for soil-borne diseases and allow management decisions to be made to manage those soil-borne diseases. And that's gone on, and Alan McKay at SARDI has led that area and that research, and a lot of work has gone on and been done with Rhizoctonia and other soil-borne diseases, which has had historically a fairly large impact on grain production, and look, that's allowed those diseases to be managed and ultimately production to increase because of the management of those diseases.
Over the 25 years, do you think farmers have really noticed what they're contributing? Has that sort of transferred over to what they are getting out of this research?
Yeah, look, I think part of the research, an important part of the research, is getting that information and the outcomes back to growers, and so they can take that information, adapt that to their own farming practices. So I mean, you go along to the field days, and SAGET's invested in research that appears in extension in groups like the HART and the Minipa Research Centre. So growers go along and they're listening to the researchers and seeing what work has been done, and then ultimately there's outcomes as a result of that research. So they can see on the ground what's happening, and then ultimately decide whether they use that in their own farming businesses.
So who's responsible for handing out the funding that you've got?
Okay, so the trustees are there's four grower trustees, and there's a trustee appointed by the Minister of Agriculture, as he's ultimately responsible for the fund. So we've got, it was myself, we've got Matt Max Young at Ardrossan, we've got Brian Smith west of Sojourner, so at Bookaby, and Ted Langley at Bordertown. So we're the trustees coming from across the state. We've got Carolyn Rhodes, who's the recently appointed Minister's trustee. So our role as trustees is to administer that fund, and then we ultimately decide where those funds are invested, and there's the research applications come in once a year, come in annually. We're always oversubscribed, so which is, you know, that's the way it is, but ultimately that means that projects have to be a high quality to receive funding. We've also got our project manager is Malcolm Buckby, and scientific officer is Alan Mayfield. So that's the group. It's nimble, it's small, but it really works very well. So it's the good thing about it is it's the fund is administered by growers, and I think that's been a good part of the story, that growers are comfortable with the fact that their funds are managed by growers, and I think that's an important part of the success.
You said that it's uniquely South Australian. What is so different about what's happening here in SA to what other states might be seeing?
Oh yeah, look, this is a obviously a unique part of the world, and we have our own dynamics and our own issues. So, and I think, well, I mentioned the root diseases, but I think we're nimble and we're adaptable. And when the beet Western yellows virus appeared a couple of years ago, and there was a lot of concern about how the impact on canola crops. So I think the SAGET being quite nimble, we're able to react quite quickly to that and provide emergency funding for work to be done on what is happening. And SARDI were able to hold days around the state, information days to growers to the best way of managing this problem. So that allowed us to use grower funds for immediate action as a response to quite a serious problem.
If farmers want to put forward an idea about maybe some research that they might be thinking about, can they come to SAGET and put a proposal forward to maybe get some funding?
Yeah, look, we take open applications, so we don't specifically target any one area of research. We take all applications, so growers can work with their local grower groups. They can work with groups like SARDI and the University of Adelaide, which historically is where a large percentage of our funding has gone, because that's where the science is and that's where the research expertise is, and they've provided really good outcomes, those groups, and they work with the growers. And so I guess that's the best way to do it: work with the grower groups and work with the researchers, and then that's how projects are developed and then applications are made to SAGET.
So 25 years celebrated this year, where can you see the next 25 years going for SAGET?
Well, I think, I mean, it's growers providing real returns on investment. So it's been well received, and I think that as investment in research from other organisations becomes less and less, I think this research provided by growers is pretty important. So I can see it very much a sustainable source of income for research, and possibly at some stage down the future we may have to look at raising the levy, but that certainly will be in consultation with GPSA, the peak body, and also with growers. So it's important that that growers are very aware of the levy, how that is spent, what it's invested in. But I think it's been a wonderful success story, and I can see that it will be around for certainly a long time to come.